special class for you guys this morning. We have had our advanced 300-hour teacher training going on this past week. So if you've been in classes and they've been extra full, we're grateful to you guys for making the space for us to do this. And then we're excited. So all the trainees are going to share what they've been working on throughout the week, which has been a lot. But I want to just honor them and all the hard work that it does itself. It's a lot to take a week to do this passionately and to do it for you guys, because they want you to be able to learn and grow in the same way they want to do that themselves. So, also, one of the things we've been learning is assisting, and so like hands-on assisting. So we might come around the room and just give you some extra loving. Know that you're not doing anything wrong. It's not because you need to be fixed. It's because you see like opportunity to just like maybe take you deeper, maybe take you further than you can just on your own, and gravity would do, or you naturally think is possible. So, all right, we'll have some fun. Karen, I'm gonna start in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're gonna begin today in butterfly. So lying back, bring your feet together and your knees flat. You can place one hand on your heart and one on your belly. Just begin to get in tune with your breath. No need to change it or control it right this second, but just tune into it. So, this week we've been talking a lot about yoga and asana and how that translates to life. One thing you may notice that sometimes we think we can't do something, but oftentimes that's just our thoughts. It's just our mind. Recognize those thoughts and release them. Opportunity abounds. If you're able to release the constraints in your mind, can be limitless. And you can thrive. You can do more than just get through today or just this class. So all together, we're going to inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale, breathe in, out, slowly flutter your eyes open. Come to downward facing dog. extension, work with it. You're gonna take 3 breaths here. Inhale. Exhale. Again. Inhale. Inhale the right leg high. Bend the knee. Reach the knee high. Step forward. Low lunge. Drop the left knee. Inhale, chest forward, look up. Exhale, straighten the front knee. Again, inhale, look forwards, chest open. Exhale, round back, activate the foot. Again. This is your cat-cow of the morning. Three more breaths here at your own pace. Exhaling, and together, inhale to your cow. Exhale, left foot forward, forward fold. Breathe in, half lift. Exhale, fold. Step the right foot back so that you're on your left side. Inhale, chest forward. Exhale, round the back, straighten the knee. Breathe in. Breathe out. Three more times on this side.
All the way up to standing. Chair pose. Breathe in. Breathe out. Inhale to reach. Exhale, press the backs of your thighs down. In breath. Exhale, squeeze them together. Take a breath. Really push into your feet. Keep that sensation as you reach up. Straighten your legs. Yeah. And then fold forward. Take a halfway lift, and then just pause and exhale. You're gonna press your feet down into the mat, and press your thighs back behind you. Yeah, inhale, and just like flare the backs of your legs out. Just press, 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 press. Pull your kneecaps up, inhale. Keep that fold, exhale, legs stay strong. Half lift, keep the intensity. Fold again, exhale, press your thighs back. Half lift again, chest forward. High plank, step back. So right away, same intensity. Inhale, squeeze your thighs. In breath, exhale. Take a breath, and then lead with your heels down dog. So press through your heels to lift your hips. Good, now chest forward, high plank, keep your thighs active. Lead with your heels down dog, press. Pull forward, lead with your heart. Down dog, press back through your heels, feel your legs open. High plank. Down dog, press. Stay here, take a breath. And exhale. Lift your heels. Bend your knees, look where you're going. Go there. Take a half lift up, press your thighs back. Fold it out. Take your feet about hips distance apart. Stay in your fold. And then just take your right hand behind your left ankle, left hand behind your right ankle. And then bend your elbows, pull your chest towards your thighs. Keep pulling, you can soften your knees if that helps you go deeper in the fold. And then straighten your legs, press your thighs back again, come up to a half lift. Release your hands, fold down. Reach all the way up. Press down on your feet, exhale. Inhale, lift your ribs. Chair, keep the lift in your ribs as you sink your hips. But breathe in. Squeeze your thighs. Inhale. And breath. Feel that pull of your heels going down through your mat. And then bring it up through your thighs. Inhale. Squeeze down. Feet heavy. Hips heavy. Take another breath. Let it go. Straighten your legs. Reach up. Power down through your feet. Press. Stay reaching down. Inhale. Lift. Now fold. Half lift. Exhale, stay. Feel your chest pull forward. Sink in your heels. Just feel that pressure there. Inhale. Push back through your thighs. Breath in, chest forward. Good, fold it out. Another half lift. Step back, high plank. Your breath in, firm up. Exhale. Inhale, the heart pulls forward. Exhale, down dog, move your heels, press. Pull forward. Back through your heels, open up through your thighs. Forward to high. Back to down. Bring your kneecaps up as we go. High plank. Down dog. Stay here. Inhale. And breathe out. Two more. All the way in. Let it go.
Right heel, send it up high. Warrior one. Ride that breath up. Chaturanga, take it low. We're gonna fail some heat. Up dog. Down dog. Left heel goes high. Warrior one. Air empty. Rise. Chaturanga. Pull your heart through. Open your collarbones up. Yes. Now send your heart up. Right heel goes high. Warrior one. Reach. Chaturanga. Upward facing, press your toenails in. Downward facing, send it back. Left heel, float it high. Warrior one. Big reach. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Full breath in here, you guys. Let that air empty. Come high on your toes. Bend your knees deep. Step or jump, come to the top. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. Sweep your arms up. Sink your booty low. Feel your ribs lifting away from your hips. Take a breath. Sink as you breathe it out. See if you can lift up just a little more. And breathe it out. One more. Forward fold. Halfway lift. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Right heel goes high. Warrior one. Open to two. Let's take a big breath in. Fill up that lungs. Send it out through your fingertips. Breathe in. Clear it out. One more big breath. Skandasana, back on your mat. Yep, pushing past the limit. Take a breath in and breathe it out. Keep the breath going. Left foot, if you can put it flat on your mat, yeah. Might not be as deep, but yeah. See how that feels. And take a breath in together and breathe it out. Do one more. Warrior two, press up. Breath in. Skandasana. One breath. Let that one empty. Now let it all go. There you go. Now press up. Breathe it out. One breath. Skandasana. Yes. Good press. Breathe in. Out. Full breath. Warrior two, press up. Breathe in. Skandasana. Yeah, you got this. New possibility. One breath. Warrior two, come up. Breathe in. All that air goes.
Two.
There you go. Peaceful warrior. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Yeah, stretch your collarbones. Downward facing dog. Left heel goes high. Warrior one. Right up. Open your warrior. Full breath. Clear it out. Breathe in, get ready. Sanasana. Breath in and out. One more. Stay for the upkeep. Warrior two, rise. Breathe out. Fill up. Go up and down. One breath. Let it empty. All the way. There you go. Now, count forward. Warrior two. Breathing out. Here we go. Stand up, Nath. Breath in. Out. Warrior two. Full inhale. Breathe out. Peaceful warrior. Breathe back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing dog.
Awesome, beautiful. Feel the heat that you just built up. That heat, that flame that's inside of you. Let that flame inside of you be bigger than any fire that's around you. Now let's take a big breath together. And as you exhale, I want you to really press your palms through the mat. Big breath in, and then send it out. Good. Let's breathe in again. Exhale, press those palms even further through the mat, and keeping that integrity, slowly walk your hands back to your feet. So press with each movement. Take a half lift. Fold back in, palms to floor. If you need to bend your knees, that's okay. Stay there, take a breath. Push them through the mat. Good. Half lift, lengthen through the spine. And as you fold back in, I want you to pull your navel in to lengthen through the lower back. Good, one more, half lift. Tone the lower back. Fold, pull the abdominals in. Chair. Hands heart center. Breathe in. Twist to the right. Catch that inhale breath and wring out the breath by pulling the navel in. Breathe. Keep your breath strong and long. Just keep breathing. If it seems like it may get uncomfortable, it will. That's okay. That's when you get stronger. Breath in. Deep breath out. Keep breathing. And just notice your gaze. Just notice it. Don't pick it apart. Just notice it. Good. Inhale, pull the right shoulder blade into the spine as you press the left ribs away from the spine. Good. Breathe in. Exhale. Take three more. Full, complete breaths. Breath in. Bring out any doubt. Take a breath. Oh, yeah, inhale, half lift. Fold, reach all the way up. Good, stay in that count. Press your feet down, lift up through the ribs. Chair, hands up center. Stay calm, take a breath. Twist left, it's just breath. Breathe in, bring that breath out. Awesome. Same sense of intensity you had in your first twist. Don't worry, I'm counting breaths. I got you back. You just breathe. Bring out anything you're holding on to here. This is your opportunity. Let go of any crap. Big breath. Long breath out. Feel that fire again. Make your flame inside bigger than what you're feeling on the outside. And are you really feeling it, or are you just thinking that you're feeling it? Maybe you can change your perspective and, hey, this is pretty cool. I got this all day. Big breath in. Exhale. One more. Fold. Half. Pull up with strength. Now press back down with strength and length. Good. Rise up. Hands heart center. I'll do anything. Shift the weight onto the left and lift the right leg. Good. Exhale. Squeeze your cheeks together. Firm up through the pelvic floor to lift. And catch your big toe with your feet fingers. So get stable by engaging that left glute. Toning and lengthening at the same time. Good. Now lift through the lower ribs, navel to spine. Just open with your knee bent, the leg out to the side. And then just start straightening the leg and just stay open to the possibilities. It's okay if the knee stays bent, just get as open as you can go. Awesome. Lift up through the chest. Press down through the feet. Good. Breath in. Bring it back to the center. Let go. Hold it up there. Good. Awesome. Tune into those abdominals. Good. Now just look to the front of your mat. It looks pretty far away, doesn't it? But is it really? Gently step forward to press in. Good. Sweep the arms up big. Drive down through the legs. Good. Keep breathing here. Keep your fire and your intensity. Deep breath in. Nice. I like the smiles. I'll tell you right. We got this. I can do anything I put my mind to. Don't you tell me I can't. Because I'll show you. Big breath in. Open twist to the right. Good. Take that breath. Pull the shoulder blades down. Good. Breath. Keeping the intensity in your arms, soften your elbows just a little, tiny bit, and then reach out from the heart center. Good, nice length. Take a breath, keep the legs strong. I know, firm, you're supposed to, right? Reverse, just hold here. It's okay, right? Breath in, deep breath out. See if you can make a little more space between your ribs. Exhale. Good, one more. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog.
Alright, let's inhale together. Deep sigh out. Oh. One more like that. In, out. Good. We know what's coming on the other side. But don't let that limit you. See if that is an opportunity to see what you can do even more on the other side. So with your next inhale, go ahead and start walking your fingers back towards your toes. Come to the back of the mat. Nice deep exhale and fold. Half lift. Fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. Hands to heart center. Sit back into chair. Inhale. Let it out. One more like that. And let it go. Good. Now go ahead and shift your weight towards the right foot. Reach for the left big toe and just pause here. Get your balance. Ground through that standing leg. And open the hip towards the left, keeping the knee bent at first. And if you feel like you can, see if you can straighten the leg. Maybe you get a little bit further with this side. Wherever you are, just stay grounded into that standing leg. Two more breaths here. Inhale together. Let it out. Bring back to center. Let go of the toe, but don't drop your foot. Find that spot in the front of your mat. Step forward, press it. Find a nice reach. Sink into that front leg. Reaching high. Inhale together. On the exhale, twist left. See if you can really feel that left shoulder blade scooping the heart forward. Right ribs are stretching away from the spine. Nice and long arms. Really find your breath here. If you hold your breath, you'll be limited. With each exhale, see if you can bring it just a little bit further. Two more breaths. Inhale together. Let it out. Inhale, reverse. Stay for the breath out. Another big inhale, reach through the side body. Lower hands to the mat, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog.
Take five breaths here, just reorient yourself or warm up. Come to the front of your mat, leave your right leg high to the sky. Let him lift it up. Walk your chest a little closer to your left leg. And just breathe here, y'all. So sometimes we have to let go of what we think this pose is supposed to look like, or what we think our life is supposed to look like. And just find joy in the place we're in. I mean, no matter what your age or how your body is built, you're hanging upside down with a leg in the air right now. How fun is that, right? Good. So just keep pressing chest and thigh and maybe hook your calf with your right hand. Calf. And breathe into that possibility. If your mind is telling you I can't, what is your body saying to you right now? Because we always want more of the easy stuff. Right? What about the challenge? Isn't that where we grow and learn? Yeah, release the right hand and then bend your knee and grab your foot or ankle with your left hand. Yeah, once you have that grip, lift your right knee higher to the ceiling and chest to thigh. So come back to that fold and just explore, y'all. No right or wrong. Everyone's going to look different. That's the joy of yoga. How about you give me three big breaths here? Two more to find your potential. One here, step back to crescent. Feet. Keep your hands down, heart high. Exhale. Take another breath. Straighten your front leg for that deep pyramid fold. So keep the legs wide. We're going to try
Because you have the length. And then keep pressing your forehead towards your shin. See if it's possible to make a connection there. And if not, just take notice of the space so that you know what your goal is for your next class. And just keep inching closer past the limit you have set for yourself right now. Take another breath. Fold in tight. Halfway lift. Low plank. Up dog. Downward facing dog.
Inhale, bring the left leg up. Exhale, step it in for a stance split ball. You raise the right leg. Inhale, and down, step it in forward. Continue to do this until you reach the front of your mat with your left leg on the ground. An option here is to bend your left knee and reach back to your right hand once you come to that. Or you can grip your right leg with your right hand. It's okay. It's okay. Exhale, bring it down.
Crescent lunge. Or crescent feet, stay low, come up to a half lift, inhale, exhale, straighten your front leg really open.
Limits are only in the mind. If Bruce Lee said, if we limit ourselves physically, it will limit us in other ways in our life, in our work. But he said there are no limits, only plateaus, and we must go beyond and grow.
Take a few more deep breaths here. Exhale. One more deep breath. Exhale, high plank. Lower down, chaturanga. Inhale, upward dog. Exhale, downward dog.
Huge breath in. Send that out. Reach your right foot in the air towards the ceiling. Exhale. Inhale. Bend your knee. Let your knee a little higher. Exhale there. And then find your foot that's in the air. Find it underneath your body. And then watch it fall down towards the mat for foot dog. And then ask yourself what's stopping you here to go into full wheel. So maybe look at that top of hand. All the way to the floor. Just give it a shot. Even if it's just an inch, centimeter, millimeter. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take that top hand back up to the ceiling. Breathe like a dog. Awesome job. Inhale. Lizard pose. Before you drop that back knee down, stay lifted, stay active, just for a few breaths.
with your hips back.
This is a little half or lift with your heart. Now fold over that front leg. Just a couple more rests here. And then work your way into full splits. So you've got your blocks beneath them, your resources, your tools. You can place your block on the highest level or whatever level works for you underneath your front thigh. You may have noticed all these lengthening poses throughout the flow. Those are going to help you to get into that split. Your split, whatever that looks like. And if you're on the block, maybe take it to the next level down. Gently and calmly as you can, downward facing dog. Press the top of your foot into the mat.
do it in your head. Imagine. Now with your inhale, really lift your chest up nice and slow. And then come into high lunge. Use your blocks here. Don't be afraid of blocks. They're just resources to maybe take you a little further. Don't lose the breath again. Breathe in. Exhale. Inhale. See if you can fold a little deeper. Breathe in. Exhale. Now inhale, lift your chest. Full splits. Let's go. Take it a little further than you did last time. Don't think it, just do it. And use the block. The blocks will actually let you stretch a little further. They're not going to limit you. Beautiful. Don't hold the breath. Breathe. Look what you've done. This whole class. Amazing.
Continue with that deep, easy breath. Your breath can carry you through anything. You are strong. It's a beautiful day. You made your choice. Come here. Take care of your body. Take care of your soul. Take care of your spirit. Slowly ease yourself back into down dog. Left leg lifted high. Just feel that wonderful length. Really reach your foot back. Press your hands down. Feel the energy from your fingertips all the way to your heel. Both feet down. One more big, deep stretch. Hips high, chest towards your knees. And make your way to bridge.
Not done yet. Everybody, hips up. Come on. We're rolling. You are limitless. No stopping. Press your feet down like you're just pushing them through the floor. Inhale, press it up. Exhale, those resistances out. Fill up again with that beautiful energy. Blow out what you don't need. One more big push up. Let it go all the way down. So here's your opportunity. If you don't go into wheel, let's just try. So take your fingers, tuck them under your shoulders, elbows, squeeze them in a little closer. To your head. You don't have to go up. It's not there for you. You just envision going up. So up. You push your elbows, hands in. Look. Wow. Beautiful. Hips up. That's what we want. Limitless.
down. Let it go. Slowly down. Refuel. Bring that energy in. One more time. You have it in you. Your choice. Bridge or will. Who made the breakthrough? Go! 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 You got it. Press. Heel down. Into the earth. Mother Earth supporting us. Pushing up. Beautiful. Let your breath push you. Guide you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Slowly down. Gentle control. Bring your knees into your chest. Give them a beautiful hug. Thank you, body. Thank you. Roll your knees over to the right. This wonderful, beautiful twist. Just think about everything your body can do. And then think about everything you can dream about, envision. Your body can do so much more. Anything you can envision, you can achieve. You have limitless potential. Knees over to the left. Gaze over to the right. Take a deep breath.
Biggest breath. Now place your hands on the tops of your thighs, right in front of your knees. Push your knees slightly forward. Bring them back, exhale. Push your knees slightly forward. Exhale. One more. Breathe in. Take a big breath. Savasana. Your best. You've been today's best. Not your neighbor's best, not yesterday's best, not tomorrow's best. You've done your best practice today. You left it all on the mat. It is enough. I want you to focus on the breath for just a moment. Breathe in, exhale. With the next in breath, see if you can find that pause in between the inhale and the exhale. pray that falls, pause forward into your life this week. Maybe something kind of stressful happens. You can take a pause before you decide what you want to do about that, if anything. Relax in your enoughness. Relax and know you did your best. Relax and know that if the ocean can calm itself, so can you. We are both salt water mixed with air. One more big breath in. Thank you.
Roll gently to your right. Slowly make your way to a seated position. Hands to your heart center. Big breath in together. Let it out. Breathe in for Om. Final big breath. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. Namaste.
Namaste.